Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Hello. And I am Glovina Williams. And I'm making this podcast today, and I'm doing this in honor of Women's History Month. And today is International Women's Day. And I received a beautiful text this morning from my brother, and I'd like to read it to you before we get into the meat of the podcast today. And it reads, "A beautiful woman draws strength from troubles, smiles during distress, and grows stronger with prayers and hope. You are one of them." And so this is to wish each and every one that is listening today, every beautiful woman, I speak that to you today. And in remembrance of Women's History Month and International Women's Day, I'd like to just share with you some things about a woman by the name of Ida B. Wells. You know, and she goes way back in history. And I'd like to just tell you that I believe it was in 1878, she went to visit her grandmother. And while she was there, she was informed that a yellow fever epidemic had hit her hometown, and the disease took both of Ida B. Wells' parents and her infant brother, and she was left to raise her other brothers and sisters. So in the pursuit of doing this, she took a job as a teacher so that she could keep the family together. And eventually, Ida B. Wells moved her siblings to Memphis, Tennessee. And while she was there, she continued to work as an educator. Then later on in 1884, Ida B. Wells, she filed a lawsuit against a train car company in Memphis for unfair treatment. She had been thrown off a first-class train despite having a ticket. And although she won the case on the local level, the ruling was eventually overturned in federal court. Then, after the lynching of one of her friends, Ida B. Wells turned her attention to mob violence. She became skeptical about the reasons why black men were being lynched and set out to investigate several of these cases. Ida B. Wells, she published her findings in a pamphlet, and she wrote several columns in local newspapers. Her expose about an 1892 lynching, it enraged the locals. They went and burned down her press, and they drove her out of Memphis. But after a few months, the threats became so bad that Ida B. Wells was forced to move to Chicago, Illinois. Then in 1893, Ida B. Wells, she joined other African-American leaders in calling for the boycott of the World's Columbian Exposition. The boycotters accused the exposition committee of locking out African Americans and negatively portraying the black community. In 1895, Ida B. Wells married the famed African-American lawyer Ferdinand Barnett. Together, the couple had four children, and throughout her career, Ida B. Wells balanced motherhood with her activism. Ida B. Wells traveled internationally. She was shedding light on lynchings to foreign audiences. Abroad, she openly confronted Caucasian women in the suffrage movement who ignored lynching. But because of her stance, she was often ridiculed and she was ostracized by women's suffrage organizations in the United States. Nevertheless, Wells Barnett remained active in the women's rights movement. She was a founder of the National Association of Colored Women's Club, which was created to address issues dealing with civil rights and women's suffrage. Although she was in Niagara Falls for the founding of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, her name is not mentioned as an official founder. Late in her career, Ida B. Wells Barnett focused on urban reform in the growing city of Chicago. Ida B. Wells died on March 25th, 1931. There's something else that I'd like to share with you regarding Ida B. Wells Barnett. And this is from a Red Record. It was to his interest to dwarf the soul and preserve the body. Ida B. Wells Barnett developed, wrote, published, and distributed the book, A Red Record. And the target audience was those who were interested in helping to promote and establish anti-lynching laws. Interestingly, her objectives were directly tied to the latter portion of the initial quote of preserve the body. Ida B. Wells drew a clear correlation of the financial advantages of slave owners preserving a slave's life while crushing their souls through whippings and threats to sell them further into the Deep South in order to keep them submissive and subservient. Ida B. Wells explains in great detail the excuses that Caucasian men used post-slavery for legalizing lynching in the South. Caucasians used three prevalent excuses to lynch former Negro slaves. The three excuses were to suppress race riots, to prevent black domination, in other words, political power, and allegedly, Negro men were accused of raping white women. Ida B. Wells further explained in the book A Red Record and went into great detail as to why the excuses changed over time. She concluded in her writing with the great hope of accomplishing her objective with a clear and concise judicial remedy. Although it was common knowledge, Ida B. Wells' life was threatened because she published the committed atrocities against blacks and the number of blacks that were lynched. Her intelligent and noteworthy approach of revealing the details and the reasons for these lynchings were set forth in a factual and statistical manner. Just as the whites justified and appealed to the intellect of the white Northerners and Europeans abroad, Ida B. Wells aligned her valid facts, her statistical approach, and defense against these acts in a similar manner. For 30 years, the whites recorded these lynchings. Ida B. Wells brought to the light that these were criminals and they had not judiciously tried nor prosecuted for these horrible murderous acts of lynching. As was mentioned, it was not that the murders, lynchings were unknown. However, she shed light on the subject from an analytical perspective focusing on justice. Ida B. Wells stated her case to those who were against lynching, those who wanted to establish anti-lynching laws, and Europeans abroad whose conscience had been pricked. Her book brought specific awareness and attention to 1984 through 1994, the 10 years of lawlessness manifested by Caucasians lynching former Negro slaves. Her publication was necessary because it appeared that the public was overlooking the anarchy of the Caucasians in the South after the emancipation of 1863. The awareness heightened that although the Negro slaves had been set free, they were suffering as a result of the fearless lawlessness of the Caucasians. The emancipation freed the black man, but it also appears that it freed the white man from the restraints of fatal brutality against the black man. As property and could no longer whip and scourge him. It seemed to have transferred an egotistical murderous rage upon the former slave. Well, during slavery, whites owned Negro slaves, soul and body. During this period, the white man had unrestricted power over them. It was to the white man's advantage to weaken the soul and break the will of the slave. This weakened the will of the slave to rebel against the white man. Ida B. Wells noted in the Red Record that the slave owner rarely killed the slave. The slave's life was preserved for labor and economic gain. The slave owner, by diminishing the soul, could maintain the advantage of control over the slave. After being set free, former slaves lived under the constant threat of possible death by lynching, which today could very well be compared to a type of devastating terrorism. Ida B. Wells brought to light that over a recorded period of time, 10,000 plus Negroes were murdered and only 3 Caucasian men during this time frame were brought to justice and executed. In an attempt to relieve their conscience, intelligent whites rationalized lynching of blacks was a necessary response to race riots, present black domination, and raping of Caucasian women. These excuses were perpetuated to justify the killing of Negroes. Whites reported that from 1865 to 1872, hundreds of black men and women were murdered as a result of participating in riots and uprisings. This propaganda attempted to substantiate the loss of life of hundreds of black men and women. As a right to vote, the second excuse used for lynching was Negro domination. The propaganda attempted to substantiate the loss of life of hundreds of black men and women. As a result of the black man gaining the right to vote, the second excuse used for lynching was Negro domination. This excuse gave birth to the lynch mob organizations that existed during this time. In America, the right to vote validates citizenship. Although the Negro was given the right to vote, soon they became voiceless because this right was not protected. Protecting Caucasian women from being raped by black men was the third excuse. Caucasian men fabricated this excuse to justify their continued brutality against blacks. This devilish accusation placed the black man at odds against the world at large, mainly because no one wants to witness or be part of the weaker sex being taken advantage of and offended. The Caucasian man painted the Negro man as a dangerous person. The Caucasian man went too far, so far as to state that any association or alliance between a black man and a white woman was considered rape. This is a clear example of a ridiculous fear-based statement. Ida B. Wells' courage should be applauded for having the boldness to expose the rampant degradation that was stated about black men. The question needs to be posed. Were not these same men who labored on the plantations and in some cases remained behind on the plantation during the Civil War? Ida B. Wells concludes in the Red Record by providing a solution entitled The Remedy. She cautiously removes the factual accusatory finger and with obvious humility and astuteness, she says that 1,000 men, women, and children were lynched, burned, and other murderous atrocities for alleged crimes. Lynching does not afford a person to defend themselves against accusations. Here is where her balance of boldness and humanity takes center stage. She stated that they, blacks, may not be innocent, but the punishment needs to be equal for the classes of criminals. Here is a woman, Ida B. Wells, a woman who was proactive. She took responsibility not only for her life, but for the lives of her siblings. While she was making decisions simultaneously to affect the world and to bring to light atrocities that were taking place. Ida B. Wells, she made a positive effect upon humanity. This woman changed history. I wanted to share this in honor of Women's History Month, as well as Women's International Day. And as was shared with me today, and I share it with you again, a beautiful woman draws strength from troubles, smiles during distress, and grows stronger with prayers and hope. You are one of those. I'm wishing you a wonderful Women's History Month, as well as Women's International Day. I hope you enjoyed this.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.